myself.
So call it good timing or bad timing, but with the nation focused on the real issues of stress in the military and the sacrifices of military families and soldiers in harm's way, a movie is opening this weekend in limited release. You might say it is shot on location on the front lines of the military's emotional battlefield. It's called The Messenger, and there's not a single combat scene in the movie. It stars Woody Harrelson and Ben Foster, and was directed by Oren Moverman. It's a profile of the casualty notification teams who deliver the worst possible news to military families.
We call each casualty by name. We honor them. You with me?
Yes, sir.
One more thing. Avoid physical contact with the next of kin. You are representing the Secretary of the Army, not Will Montgomery, so in case you feel like offering a hug or something, don't. It'll only get you in trouble.
I'm not going to be offering any hugs, sir.
This amazing movie is about a lot of things. About the dangers of emotional involvement, about the moment that exists before a casualty notifier tells someone that their loved one is gone. It stars Woody Harrelson and Ben Foster. They're here with us in the studio. Woody Harrelson, let's start with you. What is it like to try to recreate that moment of notification? I mean, you're the expert in this film.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine what it would really be like because you're laying the most horrible news on somebody. But you know, for us, it was interesting how it was shot because Oren set it up to be one camera. We didn't meet the people we were notifying ahead of time. There was no rehearsal. And so there were – it just added to the reality of it.
Did you know what reaction they were going to have just from the script? Did you know?
No. There was no way to tell. You know, sometimes, like, he got, you know, pushed and by Steve Buscemi. And, you know, there's certain things that happened that we had no idea, so –
Well, here's the first scene when your character, Ben, goes on a notification for the first time. And, of course, your character, Woody Harrelson, is an old hand at this. And this is the first scene in the movie where you enter a home and give the bad news. Listen.
Bad news, Mr. Burrell. Secretary of the Army has asked me to express his deepest regret that your son, Private First Class Leroy Burrell.
No. You gotta go.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Burrell.
No! Listen! No! That's my baby. We can't do this right now. Look,
your
Monica!
Son was killed yesterday in our roadside bomb. Casualty assistant.
No! Don't you say that about my baby!
Now, that smack is delivered to you, Woody Harrelson. And the way this thing is shot is we see your faces throughout the movie, but up to this point, then the camera turns away. It's almost as though I'm being hit watching this. It's so vivid. Was that deliberate on the part of the director?
Yeah, I think so. And that slap was unexpected. You know? there was a lot of unexpected things that happened.
Ben, I saw you in profile in that scene. It looked like you were breaking down.
What we do is we try to just lose the intellect for a moment and just connect, feel with each other. And Oren Moverman, our writer-director, created an environment that supported that getting lost together.
So it's as much about this environment that was created as it was about visiting Walter Reed, as both of you did, Walter Reed Army Medical Center, to find out from the veteran's perspective what this is like, right?
That's a life-changing experience to see the scars of the young men and women who've come back missing pieces. You see the scars. We're touching wounds. We're hearing stories. It adds a quality, a weight to the chilly statistics that we hear on the news every day. You're seeing children blown up.
You know, one of the scenes, Woody, that really struck me in that was early on when you're in the bar and you're saying, I wish they would show the footage on television every single funeral of every single soldier. And I had to feel as though maybe you came away from the film feeling the same way, or maybe are these things too wrenching and too draining to go through this each time?
Well, I think it's important for people to have a concept of the consequences of war as opposed to just hearing statistics, you know. And that's kind of what the movie tends to do, is to put a human face on the costs of war.
It also takes us into a world that I think is a mystery up until now.
Yeah.
This casualty notification service is something that's very worked out. And as we find out in the movie, there are rules to notifying people of deaths or injuries.
You do not speak with anybody other than the next of kin. No friend, no neighbor, no co-worker or mistress. Hours of operation are 0600 to 2200 hours. We don't want to wake anybody up in the middle of the night. Though if you ask me, hitting them with the news at the crack of dawn is not exactly a great way to start their day. breakfast-wise.
Now that is the macho of delivering the worst possible news. You say that with such conviction. So what did you learn about the perils of emotional involvement? And all of the rules that you talk about in the film are all about keeping a distance from the people that you're notifying. What did you learn about the dangers of emotional involvement? It seems to me that's an issue for actors all the time.
Oh, it's an issue for human beings. We're so afraid of getting hurt, and we're so terrified in a culture that doesn't want to address the inevitability of loss, losing loved ones, which happens to all of us. The film, hopefully, beneath the hat of the military, is really about how do we get through the difficult times in our lives and remember how to love again, how to create relationships, how to connect. It's not something that has easy answers other than it's okay to feel, and it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to love again.
And it is a war movie, but it is, you know, this ground, as emotional as it sounds, is totally entertaining. I mean, I was completely riveted in this movie.
You can't look away. You know, I have to ask, do you feel like this is an anti-war movie? Do you feel, I mean, because you do come away from this movie feeling like the toll of every soldier's death is just too heavy a burden. I mean, I came away from this movie just feeling like, oh, every single casualty is just almost too much to bear. But I'm not sure that the movie was necessarily anti-war. What did you think?
I think that Oren and Alessandro, who wrote the script, were very careful to keep it non-political. But apropos of what you just said a minute ago, I do want people to know that this movie is not just entirely depressing.
Yeah. Exactly. No, it is. It's
exactly.
Very entertaining.
There's a lot of humor and uplift and worth seeing it.
So you don't say, oh, I'm glad that's over. Now I get to go do 2012, a disaster.
Zombieland,
right?
Right.
You don't feel that way. Is this the project you prefer?
This is my favorite movie I've ever been a part of. It means so much to me, and I care a lot about it. And just the bond, the time I spent with Ben, and as well as with Oren and Lawrence Ingley, the producer, we're all incredibly tight now, and we forged friendships that'll last forever. But it's all about this movie.
Well, it's a final thought there, Ben Foster.
I just love this fellow, and his performance is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Well, at the risk of all of us hugging here, thanks you guys for coming in. Ben Foster co-stars in the new movie The Messenger with Woody Harrelson. Both actors joined us here in the studio. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.